This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ready, willing, and able are we to discuss your health and well-being on the DJV Health Program. This hour features the intelligence of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a board-certified NERCA chiropractor practicing in Salt Lake City, Utah, with his wife, Mary, who is a GAPS practitioner along with Jack. So they cover you from head to toe, and he treats patients all day, every day in his clinic, so he knows what's going on with people, senses the vibes, and knows where the aches and pains are and how to deal with them. So we've got lots of things to talk about this week. As usual, there's always something new in medicine, and what's the old expression, Jack? Something old is new again, and the focus on minerals and vitamins and what the components are of the best health. I think that's really what our goal is here, to talk about what's good for you, what isn't good for you. There are a lot of people who focus on food and eating all day, every day. It's just, let's keep eating. And they look like they eat all day long, too, some of these people.
Yeah.
But one of the things that has come up is how bad it is. I don't know if bad's the right qualification here. What does it do to your body? Like, I'm somebody who's active all day long. I start at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I go until 8 o'clock at night most every day. And during the morning hours, while I'm doing my radio shticks, I have fruits and sometimes some vegetables. And then I do a couple, 3 hours of work on the program, and then I go off to do farm stuff or other things. And so by the time I leave the house, it's often early afternoon. And I've had a lot of fruit and things and yogurt. And then I'll have maybe a bowl of soup or a sandwich before I go out. And then if I get back at 8 o'clock or so, then I'll eat then and go to bed around 10-ish. So everything I've ever read tells me that I'm doing the wrong thing. You'd think that I would change my evil ways, but I don't know. My lifestyle is such that it's not easy for me to stop at 6 o'clock and have something to eat. So there are some foods that you really should avoid, some things that won't hurt you, and other things that you really need to avoid before you go to bed. And I think it would be, I'm sure you have some suggestions about things that people either ought to eat or can eat safely, and things they ought not to that are heavy. Like, I would think potatoes and meat and things like that wouldn't be great, but maybe fish and salad. Now, this is me telling you what I do. So maybe it's me and wishful thinking. But what would you say if somebody said to you, all right, Jack, my day doesn't end and I don't know, I can't eat earlier. So what do I eat before I go to bed that won't upset me, won't make me either have bad dreams or be bad for my body?
No, that's a good question. The human physiologists have identified over 600 processes that the liver alone controls and creates. But it breaks down primarily into two basic areas. Number one, digestion of food, helping the body to digest its food. And number two, cleansing the blood. Because every drop of blood in your body, every 90 seconds, is going through the liver. Now, it can't do both of those effectively at the same time. So after a meal, the cleansing of the blood kind of goes to the side while the liver is concentrating on controlling the digestion of food. Even though digestion happens in the stomach and the small intestine and on through the rest of the body, the liver has a big controlling hand in all of that through enzyme control, hormone control. Now, when the digestive process is pretty well over with, or at least slowing down, it goes back to cleansing the blood because there's a lot of stuff coming through the gut wall into the bloodstream as a result of what you've eaten that the liver needs to neutralize or somehow get rid of it. It has detoxification processes, primarily a two-stage process to get the toxins out of the blood. Now, when you go to bed with food in your stomach, when the liver should be cleansing the blood all night long, that's going to get pushed aside in order to digest what you had before you went to bed. Now, there's some people's lifestyles and job requirements and things like this that, like you said, they don't get to eat earlier. They don't get to eat until they get home, and they get home late.
Yep.
Well, I would suggest a little bit of fruit, if that's what you have to do to take away your hunger. A little bit of fruit, but nothing that is involving proteins and fats, because those take hours, especially fats, good fats, to break down.
Good fats, like you mean the fats in ice cream.
Well, the fat in ice cream is an animal fat, right?
Huh?
Comes from the dairy.
Right.
And animal fats are the healthiest of the fats.
There you go.
Any kind of fat that comes from a seed oil that's used with cooking, if it came out of a seed, and there are a couple of exemptions, but almost all seed oils are very dangerous for the human body. Canola, soybean, yep. Sunflower, all that stuff.
Yep.
So the bottom line is, the lighter, the fair.
Here's an underscore to that, Jack. Most of the snacks that were advertised during the Super Bowl are cooked in one of those oils.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We were talking about it during the show.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, excuse me. Please go ahead.
But anyway, the point is, the lighter the load on the liver when you go to sleep, the better the sleep is going to be, the deeper the sleep, and the more energized you're going to be when you wake up in the morning. Because the blood's going to have a good chance of being cleansed as best as the liver can do.
If
it has to digest food, you're going to have problems, especially the nightmare stuff you were talking about.
Well, did you hear me talk about that?
Yeah.
I had a nightmare, all right. I was thinking, I woke up, and then I went back to sleep, and I had the same thoughts in my mind when I knew I was asleep, thinking about Russia and Putin and, you know, how the Russians have been forever the bad guys, in essence, and what culture brings those people. Why in the world was I dreaming that? What I have to eat that brought me around to that? Ay, ay, ay. All right, so there we have things to think about before you go to bed that'll give you quality sleep. From Jack Stockwell, the website for Jack and his Nooka information is jackstockwell.com, and the Forbidden Doctor website is where you can get all kinds of answers from Mary and from Jack about how you practice living through your gut. Because everything that's good about your health and everything that's bad about your health starts in the gut. I've got that. I want to talk a little more about sleeping, and then I want to get to vitamin D, because that's an important thing for us to be discussing, especially in the waning moments of the epidemic, pandemic, whatever the demic is. It's the DJV Health Program. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with Doug Steffen. Here's the reminder of the week, of the month, perhaps. It may be the most helpful reminder in your life if you're looking for longevity. You may have seen a lot of focus this week on lifestyle and how that enters into life length and whether you're eating the right things, getting enough rest, all that stuff that we always talk about. But so much of your future is dependent on what you weigh or how much fat there is in your body, and I guess the two are correlative. So when I talk about Calitrin and how it works, the natural way for you to lose weight, but more importantly, to keep it off. It's important for me during the course of our conversation here to present a happy outcome, because that's really what we're about here. It's solving a problem and having it work for you. It's so rewarding to see all of these things at toploss.com, the website, where people have listened to this program, and they've found out from other sources that Calitrin really works. And that's really the message here. It'll work for you if you give it a chance. It's magic, actually, how this stuff works, but it really isn't. I mean, three ingredients that work so well, These people have put together a formula, and it wouldn't have lasted 25 years if it didn't work. So that's the proof. It works, it works, it works. Calitrin's all natural, all natural, all natural. Check it out. See the results at toploss.com. Go there to order. When you check out, use the DJV code. Won't have to pay for shipping, and you'll be entitled to these fabulous special deals. Don't forget to participate in that Get Fit 2022 contest, too, that's there. Powerful messages, powerful results from Calitrin at toploss.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Okay, so I want to just stay with sleeping for a second, or two, or maybe a couple of minutes. The sleeping position that will cut your risk of developing dementia. Also, there are other things that, when it comes to position, better position, taking care of your health requires that you get a good night's rest. And a good night's rest apparently is dependent on how you sleep. Where you sleep? Where do you sleep? When you go to sleep, what position are you in?
I'm usually on my side.
On your side, right.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary the same way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. And that seems to be the recommendation, right? Do people come to your clinic and say, all right, Jack, what about my neck? Is there a way I can sleep in a position that helps my neck to stay where it's supposed to be?
Well, it's interesting that with that kind of a question, the answer is that the pillow is far more important than the position of sleep.
Is
because
it?
Your body, depending on whether you're up every hour because you have a prostate problem, or you're up once a night, or you sleep the whole night, your brain is going to move your body where your brain wants the body to move because of blood flow or restricted blood flow because you're laying in a particular position that is pinching that blood flow. So it wants you to roll over. It wants you to turn on your back. It wants you to turn to the opposite side. What's important is that the head is supported through all of those moves.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a very expensive mattress, $5,000-$7,000 mattress and a crappy pillow. You'll never appreciate that mattress, but if you have the right pillow for you, and it's as individual as the right shoe for you, maybe even more so, you can have a crappy mattress and still get a good night's sleep because the position of the head and the neck while you're in deep muscular relaxation sleep is so vitally important.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think that what's the old word to the wise? Is sufficient. Sleeping on your side seems to be what all the studies show to be the best way. And we're going to talk a little bit more about sleeping and vitamin D in our focus. Plus, what happened to Bob Saget? I want to get Jack's take on that. As we continue on this week's DJV Health, this hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With Dr. Jack Stockwell, sleep seems to be an important part of our conversation, and it is. It's always an important part of one's health and well-being. And I see that more and more adults, Jack, are taking over-the-counter melatonin to get to sleep. If you have a bad meal and you can't go to sleep, what we were talking about before, and it's dangerous, apparently, according to some, anyway. What do you think about melatonin, using that to help you sleep? And why would some experts think that the impact of melatonin on your body is not good? What is it linked to?
Well, melatonin is a substrate of dopamine, which is a very powerful neurotransmitter of reality in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of improved sleep from the use of melatonin is a side effect of the melatonin. Melatonin really doesn't help you sleep better. It does some other things, and in that cascade of other things, a certain cerebral relaxation takes place. So with that in mind, some people will take a lot of melatonin that's causing other things to happen.
Oof.
That throws you out of neurotransmitter balance while you're trying to get its side effect of better sleep. You follow me on that?
I do. The reason I brought it up is because I saw this, and we were sort of putting a theme together of sleep, so I thought I'd throw this out there from a study done in 2018. I remember back in 2006, I started for a short while using melatonin because when I was on the West Coast, I had to go to sleep at 7 o'clock to get up at 1 o'clock in order to do the radio program. And I quickly got off of it because I was dizzy.
Yeah.
I had stomach issues.
Exactly.
I was confused, disoriented. And so I wonder at the time, and I'm bringing it back around now, how it was. I've read that people get really depressed taking melatonin. So how the hell does this thing even get to a point where the public can have access to it? There doesn't seem to be anything good that comes from it long-term.
Well, whenever a patient asks me about it,
yeah,
and they say, well, I've started on it, and I say, well, you want to be very careful, and I mention the very things you just mentioned, the side effects,
mm-hmm.
for a very short-term basis until we find out what other reasons that's causing insomnia. and changing your schedule, just changing the schedule, like you just described, 7 to 1 in the morning, that's very unnatural for the body. Mm-hmm. How many thousands of years have our bodies followed sundown sleep, sun up, get back to work? Sundown sleep, sun up.
Farmers, it's a whole new life.
Yeah, and it's only since, what, television or maybe even radio, but certainly since television, that that kind of a schedule has been turned upside down. And within three or four or five generations that have happened since we were kids watching TV is not enough to compensate for thousands upon thousands of generations of genetic development up to that, that our sleep cycles follow the sun. And so we're reaching out for all kinds of alternative methods all the time to try to find some way to, you know, beat Mother Nature at the game. And melatonin does have a side effect of improving, or not improving sleep, but putting you to sleep or helping you get to a point where you can sleep. I don't think improving is the right word to use it, at least from my perspective. All right. However, there are other things you can do.
Well, I wondered, you're high on zinc. Not high, not Jack is high, but high.
Oh, I shoot it.
Recommend. Does zinc help you get, it's good for a lot of things, but just a quickie because we only have a few seconds.
300, we know of 300 enzymes in the body, most of which have to do with your immune system, are centered around the mineral zinc. And with zinc deficiencies, you're going to have an immune problem. I'm not sure of a relationship between zinc and sleep.
Okay. All right.
I'd have
but it's good for
that.
Lots of other things anyway.
Yes.
All right, Jack, and things that are good for you, we'll talk about vitamin D, very good for you, very necessary, as we continue here on DJV Health.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Tuesday voted to confirm Dr. Robert Califf as commissioner of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after some senators argued his ties to the pharmaceutical industry or views on birth control made him unfit for the role. Several lawmakers sent a letter to President Biden's Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, demanding she complies with the law requiring her agency to disclose the number of jobs lost when Biden ended the Keystone XL pipeline. The Keystone XL pipeline was projected to provide approximately 11,000 jobs, and roughly $800 million in wages were extinguished with the stroke of Biden's pen. A Convicted killer who escaped a Mississippi prison was captured Tuesday after 2 days on the run. Mississippi Department of Corrections Commissioner Burl Kane.
This way he starts to speed a car up so he can run away from the police. He runs out of gas.
51-year-old Michael Floyd Wilson on Sunday fled from the Central Mississippi Correctional Facility. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has moved his government into more of a dictator role with emergency powers, Trudeau has taken aim at truckers and their peaceful protests demanding the end of the vaccine mandate in Canada. After getting the call from President Biden, Trudeau is suspected of giving false witness in order to gain never-before-used powers in his country. Trudeau's claim of Confederate flags, Nazi symbols, and right-wing slander is something out of the American political playbook. Street Captain David Paisley on the Daily Wire.
So I've been here, well, since the beginnings, and I have never seen a Confederate flag anywhere. I've never seen a Nazi flag. These photos of this individual with the Confederate flag, they had a full ski mask, goggles, no identifiable logos on them. You'll see if you look at pictures of the actual protesters here, people have company names, their faces are exposed, the trucks have their companies on them, phone numbers, like no one's hiding here. And so this individual is fully hidden, fully garbed. It is all very suspect.
It should be noted, in his speech this week to gain ultimate power in Canada, Justin Trudeau never once mentioned COVID-19 or the pandemic as the reason for taking Canada's freedom from its citizens. Republican lawmakers are stressing it's time to move on from the COVID-19 pandemic. A handful of senators, including Mike Lee of Utah, Roger Marshall of Kansas, Ted Cruz of Texas, and Rand Paul of Kentucky, sent a letter to their colleagues urging them not to help Democrats push a continuing resolution to fund the federal government unless Democrats defund vaccine mandates. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Second half hour of the DGB Health Program with Dr. Jack Stockwell. Amazing information, by the way. If you're just coming upon this program, you can take advantage of our DGB podcast, DGBHealthShow.com, where you'll find the podcast. Most recent one with Jack has a focus on the ever-changing definitions of the various governmental health agencies. We also have a story sharing long life energy enzymes. Patient stories with that. We were talking about the cancers and how effective this stuff is. Check it all out. Know, especially about your kidneys, how amazing they are by listening to this podcast, DGBHealthShow.com. Get it there or wherever you get your podcasts. So the fact that you're a NUCA chiropractor, I was going to say a NICA chiropractor, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
NUCA is the shoulders, the neck, et cetera, et cetera. So, I'm curious about Bob Saget and what is known here. He had extensive head injuries, fell down, apparently it moved his whole head around the point of cracking. the front part of his face and whatever, for whatever he didn't do it. So could somebody like you, if it was, is that too much damage to be able to correct with a visit to somebody like you? I mean, it was life-threatening.
Obviously. You mean after, if he had survived it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I take care of that stuff all the time, but I think he died and then fell down and cracked his skull.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he had just finished his third round of vaccines, and we know the massive microclotting problems that that's causing in the heart and in the brain. So they're not going to reveal that in an autopsy, but I think they will do an autopsy because they can't come up with a real clear reason as to why that happened.
Well, the although family wants to know more answers.
If I remember correctly, there was no sign of struggle or no sign of hostility or anything like that.
No drinking,
but he had just finished his booster.
Yeah.
And that's when the vaccines are the most dangerous is after that booster because of the microclotting that's taking place.
Hmm.
And so I have no way of proving this. It's completely my opinion. But I think, like in the case of a lot of other times when these kinds of occurrences take place, they died and then they fell down. Like people who get a cerebral aneurysm, they're usually dead by the time they hit the ground. And if they land on their face or the back of their head or whatever and they crack their skull, that may be looked as the causative factor for the death until they do an autopsy and they see the aneurysmal explosion.
Mm.
So in his case, it's subjective until you get an autopsy report. And even those often are edited. So I don't know that we'll ever know.
Yeah, that's too bad. I just wondered what you... And putting two and two together. Speaking of two and two, here is the strongest proof yet that vitamin D stops COVID in its tracks. And I wonder how this will impact. There supposedly is a new undiscovered virus called the Russian flu. I should have called this one the Chinese flu. Every time I called it that, I was called a racist. So maybe we can call the next one the Russian flu. Apparently, scientists are looking for something. You know, this reminds me of the news cycle, Jack. Let's look for more bad news. Let's scare everybody with yet another something or other that will slow everything down or screw everything up. Yada yada yada. So, if you want to avoid that, I think Jack's going to suggest to you here that you take lots of vitamin D. Or is there such a thing as too much vitamin D?
Oh yeah, you bet there is.
There is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, so what do you recommend?
Well, most of the vitamin D that we get from the sun, obviously. You know that as a farmer. And sunstroke comes from too much vitamin D. And because you're out in the sun so much, you're creating so much vitamin D, it's pulling all of the calcium out of the tissues back into the bloodstream, so your body's cooling system breaks down. But this, I've been saying this for 20 years or more, this latest study that came out of Israel. Remember, the important thing to remember about Israel is we have a controlled population to look at what happens to people who have 1, 2, 3 shots, 1 or 2 boosters. I mean, they're almost 90% vaccinated, and yet they have the highest rate of COVID of any population in the planet right now. So a lot of people are looking at Israel to find this stuff out. But at the Bar-Ilan University in Galilee, they came out with this information that they are seeing a relationship between how well you're going to do with COVID based on how much vitamin D you have in your system. Now, I said I've been saying this for 20 years. When people go into an emergency room, this is all pre-COVID, when they're into the emergency room and they're in a very serious condition, there's two things they should be doing in that blood test immediately: vitamin D levels and calcium levels, because we know both of those will tell us how well that person is going to do as a result of the emergency treatment. Because those two are the greatest predictors of your immune response. The strongest immunity are those who have the highest vitamin D levels and the best balance of calcium in the tissue and in the bloodstream, because calcium is the number one factor in your immune system. So we hear all of this promotion about vitamin D, all the different countries talking about it. I mean, except in this country, they don't want to talk about it because it gets in the way of drugs. But in all these other countries where the government is picking up the cost of health care, they're very concerned and interested into what actually helps people with COVID. And they know that elevated vitamin D levels will do the trick, but they don't talk about the rest of it, which is why vitamin D is important. its number one job is to absorb calcium from your food through the gut wall into the bloodstream. And your immune system simply will not work without the presence of calcium.
All right, so vitamin C is calcium. Oh, is it
no,
not?
No, vitamin C right? is not calcium. But vitamin D and calcium are the gun. Vitamin C is the bullet.
All right. So always have vitamin D and the calcium together. That's what I do. That's what you told me. So I do that every night. And I take some vitamin D in the daytime, too. It's funny, and I think you and I have shared this. Over the years, my vitamin D levels, even though from April until November, I spend 6 to 8 hours a day on a tractor or outside in the sunshine, and I take supplements and have been for years since you started recommending. Actually, Ken Kronos recommends vitamin D as well.
Sure.
And so, you know, it's just you wonder why your body may be resistant to it. Is it my age? Much anything else?
Well, what size shoe do you wear?
9.5.
Does everybody on this planet wear a 9.5? See, this is where we get into the area of what I refer to as numerosis. Patients will bring me their blood work, and I'll read through the blood work, and they'll say, what's it say, what's it say? And I'll say, it says you're fine. Yeah, but my doctor said this is a little high and that's a little bit low. And I said, yes, you're suffering from numerosis. What's that? Fear of the numbers. How do you feel? I feel great. That's why I'm confused. Yes, you feel great. That's the number one thing we're going to go through. Your eyes are clear. I can see little half moons at the bottom of your nails on your fingers, so I know your circulation is working correctly. I know your zinc levels are correct. Don't get caught up in the numbers.
Just looking at my nails.
Yeah, there should be a half moon at the bottom of every one of your nails. That's an indication of zinc levels in the bloodstream.
We'll have to put a new song out instead of Blue Moon. We'll call it Half Moon. Half Moon. We saw you standing. Dr. Jack Stockwell here, Doug Steffen, with the DJV Health program on the air. Here's a way, talking about sleep as we have been a good deal of the hour, to get a complete sleep system right now. If you have a problem sleeping, I have got the answer. The question is, where do I go? The answer is MyPillow.com. They want to give you back with great discounts now on their complete sleep system. You can save 30% or more on the MyPillow coil mattress. And you get a set of Giza Dream sheets and two MyPillows with that deal. So if you want to get a good night's rest, as Jack said a few minutes ago, it depends on the pillow, it depends on the mattress, all the things that are accoutrements to making your sleep the most wonderful part of your life. Okay, so let's get at it. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the discount code DJV when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page. You can get a buy one, get one free offer on a number of things, including the Giza Dream Sheets if you don't need a new mattress. Check that out and all the other things. Discounts from 30 to 65% using the discount code DJV when you check out after ordering great stuff for a great night's rest at MyPillow.com.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back.
For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. The focus on research that we always are very much wrapped around. The research on long-life energy enzymes, something that Jack's proud of. I'm proud to help him tell you how it works, because it is an important thing. When I talk about the ingredients that are in the calitrin, that formula, there's always these energy enzymes that are in there, and you've come up with a special blend based on your research, and you've been selling these things now, what, 4 or 5 years? How long have long-life energy enzymes?
Well, I think we're going into the seventh year.
Seventh year? My God, mm-hmm. How time flies. So if you want to believe Jack when he tells you this stuff is very, like, we need vitamin D, we need these enzymes to make our gut work well, and you can get them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Use the code Doug, get 15% off. But you should have these. I have 2 in the morning and 2 at night. I give them to Daisy. It just is very important for your system to work, and this is a great way to make sure that it's tuned up. Also, you can take their symptom survey. I thought it was interesting to look at the numbers of people. People don't do a lot of this stuff. From Thanksgiving to Christmas, they don't take care of themselves. They just don't. People, we can talk until we're blue in the face. People just don't take care of themselves.
You know how many guys compared to women take that symptom survey?
No.
It's about one guy for every 10 women.
Why?
Well, women are much more concerned about their bodies. They're much more in touch with their bodies. Well, that's one of the reasons why they live longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard your stats earlier.
Yep. All right. Now, the other, don't forget the symptom survey. They're very important. It's important to know what's going on in your body. I say this all the time. I want to know what's going on in my body. Now, Jack could look at the blood stuff and say, okay, don't worry about it because you're fine. And I know I'm fine. I feel fine. I feel better now. So far this year, I haven't felt badly. But, you know, you have a few distractions here and there, and you think, what about this and that? And then you chalk it up to being older. But that becomes an easy out, frankly. And it's not really too smart. I'm getting older, so. No! There's no reason why, just because you're getting older, unless you're abusing the hell out of yourself, taking drugs and people, overdose. You see this? Overdoses in this country killed 100,000 Americans last year. Over 100,000. These are prescribed drugs from doctors who, sadly to say, in some cases are on the take from the drug companies. And so, you know, you get hooked on something, and this is more than vehicle crashes and gun deaths put together. Overdoses.
Now, hey, there's one other thing about the blood test stuff I said earlier. I just wanted to clarify. That's not to say that there aren't some serious indications. Every now and then, someone will bring me their blood work, and I will look at elevated liver enzymes or elevated heart enzymes, or their sodium is too low or their calcium is too high. And I'll say, yeah, you need some further testing. Your prescribing MD is correct. You need to go back to the lab and get some more work done. But most of the time, there's nothing wrong with their blood work.
Don't forget Jack's podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. He talks about what happens to science when the definitions keep changing to satisfy the markets. That's his latest podcast. Get that at ForbiddenDoctor.com and our podcast of our conversations together at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. 10 before the hour here on DJV Health.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Moving into more medical knowledge and the explanation of things that sometimes don't get enough explanation. That's what Jack Stockwell's job is here on the DJV program. Dr. Jack practices at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a NERCA chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner. So let me ask you, speaking of being a GAPS practitioner, the younger generation of Americans that are being diagnosed with advanced stages of colorectal, rectal and colon cancer, looking at the stats, doctors aren't sure why the disease is now impacting those in their 20s and 30s so aggressively. I'm sure you have an explanation for that because you're a GAPS practitioner. Isn't it about what goes in is, you know, what is it, the old,
yeah.
You are what you eat? So
you are what
whatever
you digest.
Yeah.
You are what you absorb. There's several different stages that go on through there. A lot of things that people eat, thank goodness, because of the horrible food choices they make, go right on through the system. Because mm-hmm. The system really doesn't recognize it. It doesn't know what to do with it.
Doesn't digest
it. And it wants
it
to get rid of it.
Yeah, right.
But the stuff that we do digest then needs to be absorbed. And in order for it to be absorbed through the walls of the small intestine and the beginning of the colon is dependent on the bacterial colonies that live there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we call the microbiome that's really getting coming to the fore like it should.
One of the things that is the studies suggest that sugary drinks are public enemy number one in risks for colorectal cancer. So what does the sugar do? Does it eat away at the lining of the stomach?
It stunts the immune system.
It does?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There is a test that can be done called the phagocytic test. Phagocytes are the white blood cells that eat things that should not be there, like bacteria, like viruses. They just clean up the system, parasites, whatever else. And there's a test called the phagocytic test. And what they do is they take a sample of your blood, and they put that blood into a little dish while the blood is still alive, and they introduce a common bacteria, maybe coli or some kind of staph or something. And they watch how effective your white blood cells are while they're still alive in this condition outside your body to attack and destroy the enemy. Then what they do, and they time it. They count what's going on, and they time it. Then they give you 100 cc's of glucose, just like you were doing in a glucose tolerance test. And they wait 30 minutes. And then they take another sample of blood. And they watch, they count the number of cells that are involved in a small little area and how effective the white blood cells are against that bug. And it slows down quite a bit. And then a half an hour later, they give you another 100 cc's, and a half an hour, another 100, and a half an hour, another 100. And after they've given you about 300 cc's of glucose, your white blood cells just sit there and do nothing. And they could do nothing up to 2 to 3 days before they begin to be active again.
Wow.
So sugary drinks, sugary foods, processed foods that are loaded with sugar, because, you know, some of these products, you can read the label, and there's 4 or 5 different names for sugar on there.
Yep.
Because if it just said fats sugar, it would be the number one ingredient.
Different names for fats.
Oh, exactly. Well. And the food labeling laws, they're just, you know, they're not user-friendly by any means. Well, so, yes, the number one cause of cancer is environmental factors that cause constant inflammation and an interruption of your immune system. Because we all have cancer. We all have cancer several times in a lifetime, but you never even know it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
your immune system is on top of it. But when that immune system gets sluggish.
It's like COVID. A lot of you have had COVID. I've had it, apparently, and I didn't know that I had it.
Well, I, so think the same I can say the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So the fats that we're eating are not good for us. Eating things like we avoid, this is
well, there's good
my
fats.
Saving graces. Is
there's
fruits.
Good fats.
Oh, yeah,
but
there
most
are.
Of the fats in our diet are bad fats.
Yeah, right. Well, the way stuff is cooked. But I knock on wood because of the number. I'm just thinking about what's downstairs. I have blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, oranges, kiwi. Let's see, what else have I got? I have grapefruit and grapes. That's what I'm. That's what I snack on, or I am today. And I'm thinking about the things that are there, and I think maybe that wards off some of the things. My
well, those are very sugary foods. Those foods are still going to break down the sugar in the bloodstream.
Natural.
At least they've got vitamins and enzymes in them.
Right.
At least they got some minerals.
Yes, minerals. Let's hear it for minerals.
You're not going to find that in a candy bar.
No. Three Musketeers doesn't have any minerals. Really? You always spoil it for me. Ice cream doesn't have any minerals. There must be some minerals.
Ice cream does.
Yeah, okay.
Because it has dairy.
Saving grace. Don't tell the girls that. They don't want to. They think dairy is bad. Yuckabunga. All right, Jack. Thank you, Jack Stockwell, at 59 past the hour.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.